Yiridu Morang. My name is Yana Darumbal Jade Flynn. I'm co-director and public officer for Wiradjuri Traditional Owners Central West Aboriginal Corporation. And I'm born and bred in Cobar on Nyampar country. I've also got Yorta Yorta and Wiradjuri heritage.
And next week, there is a big event happening in Bathurst to commemorate the 200-year anniversary of the Declaration of Martial Law in 1824. Firstly, can you just tell us what the event is called and why is it being held?
Thank you. Look, it's called Deloin, and Deloin is a Wiradjuri word that means the straight truth or the gospel truth. And the event came about just from the wishes of some of our elders, some who have now passed, that wanted to mark this 200-year anniversary of the Declaration of Martial Law, in a respectful and meaningful way, to bring awareness to the truth of our shared modern history, here in Bathurst and in New South Wales and in Australia, and to provide opportunities for that truth-telling, to be shared with the whole community.
And how long, like this is a very big, anniversary to mark and commemorate. How long has this event been in the works and, planning for such a large event? How has the lead up been and what's that process been like, doing consultations and, just organizing, such a big event?
So it's the process of pulling this week of events together. It's happened over a few years' time, but really we've knuckled down in the last year to be speaking to presenters and artists and other people to be involved. We've also had to apply for grant funding to pull it off. We are a not-for-profit, charitable, organization. So we've had to apply for sponsorship as well, and the community in Bathurst and sort of more broadly have been really supportive in that way, and we were successful in a number of grant applications that we went for, with state and federal grant providers. So it's just been the last 6 months a little bit more intense, about just locking things in and making sure there's a program that's coherent that will work, and booking in all the facilitators for the cultural activities and all that sort of thing. It's been a little bit of work behind the scenes, but it's been a real, I guess, a pleasure to be working with Mob, and to be collaborating with Mob to pull something like this together.
And to commemorate the Declaration of Martial Law, which is on the 14th of August, there'll be a big corroboree happening. Can you tell us about that?
The corroboree on the 14th, is to really mark that day, and it's really about getting community together, particularly Mob. So we've got a few different dance troops from all over New South Wales that will be coming, to participate in that corroboree. And then there'll be open spots for community, that haven't booked in or whatever, to come up on the day and put their name up on a chalkboard. And then we're inviting sort of the broader community to come up from about 3 p.m. on that day to, to celebrate our resilience as survivors. And there'll be opportunities on the day where elders and knowledge holders will be getting up to talk about Deloin, to talk about the commemoration, to talk about, what happened 200 years ago, who was involved, what was going on, and why it's important to remember it and to commemorate it.
And what do you think an event like this, and the significance of it means to the community, not just in Bathurst, but Wiradjuri people?
Yeah, I think, to Wiradjuri people, more broadly, to mark this occasion is important because it affected all of us, and it wasn't just Wiradjuri people that it affected. What came out of, what resulted, from martial law being declared was things like the Mounted Police were formed. And, if we know our history, the Mounted Police did terrible things all over Australia. Well, they cut their teeth in Bathurst, as a result of, this martial law declaration. And there were a lot of other things at play sort of historically during that time as well. So the Legislative Council was formed around that time as well. And there's a few other sort of historical pieces there that really make it a very rich, but horrifying story.
And throughout the activities, throughout the course of the whole week, what are some of the different things that people can participate in, not just activities, but I hear there's panel discussions and there's different workshops and you've got different Wiradjuri people participating in the whole week. Like Anita Heiss will be launching a book. Can you talk to us a little bit about the significant events throughout the week and the activities that will be happening that people can take part in?
Absolutely. So there'll be some cultural workshops that will be taking place at the Bathurst Regional Art Gallery. So things like possum skin making, making different items out of possum skins. There'll be weaving workshops that will be taking place that's open to the whole community, as well as tool making workshops. So just sort of sharing those old ways of doing things and sharing the stories about them. And then in those workshops, there's opportunities for those yarns to happen. So for the truth telling, there'll be elders and knowledge holders and volunteers that will be sort of milling around those workshops to bring those discussions up. There is a film festival as well, where there's going to be film nights at the Ponton Theatre at Charles Sturt University. And we've got a few different sort of guest speakers that either produced or were in those films that will come and talk to us about their involvement. Most of the films focus on truth telling, sort of not just on Wiradjuri country, but sort of Australia more broadly. There's a conference at Charles Sturt University as well that runs over the Thursday and Friday of the week, which is free and open to everyone. There's still plenty of spots there if people wanted to come to that conference. And that's focusing on the effects of colonization and, what that meant, what martial law actually meant for not only the Wiradjuri people that were here before, but also what it meant for the colonials and their convict slaves at the time as well.
And as you mentioned, the event officially kicks off on Sunday, this Sunday, and runs through to the following Saturday. And are the events that are happening, they're all free to like register for, or how does that all work if people are interested in attending any of those events throughout the week?
Yep, absolutely. All of the events are free. The only time that money needs to change hands is when people can come and support Aboriginal artists at the Aboriginal Art Markets, which will be on Saturday the 17th at King's Parade Bathurst. So you can come and support the artists by buying their wares. Everything else is free, and you can book most of the events on deloine.com.au. And the corroboree, for example, you don't really need to book. You can just rock up to that. That's from 3 p.m. on Wednesday the 14th at Wyloo Mount Panorama, and it'll be well signposted so people will know where to go.
Perfect. And I guess finally, is there anything else that you just want to share to the audience about this event, about the week, and the significance of what it's going to mean to the community and what you hope people that are attending will take away from the whole week?
So we're hoping that people take away a better sense of the true history of our country, of Bathurst, of New South Wales. And we hope that there's opportunities for healing to take place, because a place like Bathurst, you've got the intergenerational wealth that was accrued over 200 years because of the stolen land of the Wiradjuri people. And you've also got people that are living in the same space who suffer from intergenerational trauma. So we're hoping that we can start some of those tricky conversations in a culturally safe way.
And finally, if there's anyone that wants to attend or get involved, where do you suggest they go to get more information about everything that's happening?
Probably the most up-to-date place to get information is the corporation's Facebook page. So it's just the Wiradjuri Traditional Owners Central West Aboriginal Corporation Facebook page. Otherwise, you can go to deloine.com.au, and that's got a full schedule with all the links to book.